Title: Random Modulation Capture into Automation Intermediate. All right, welcome back. This lesson is all about one of the most drum and bass skills you can learn in Ableton: taking randomness, capturing it into automation, and then turning that chaos into something tight, musical, and repeatable. Because here's the real secret of good D&B sound design and arrangement. It sounds like it's alive, but it still lands like a machine. Controlled chaos. That's the target. By the end, you'll have a rolling 16-bar loop, where your bass has movement that was originally random but is now printed as editable automation. Your drum bus has subtle evolving tone without losing punch. And your FX channel has those classic jungle-ish dub throws that feel performed, but you can still fine-tune them like a producer. Let's set this up fast. Set your tempo to something D&B friendly, 172 to 176. I'll pick 174. Now create a few tracks. One MIDI track called bass. One audio track called drums, or a drum rack if you're building from one shots. One audio track called FX or Atmos. And then two return tracks. Return A as a short reverb, and return B as a dub delay. For drums, grab a solid two-step or roller foundation. Kick on the one, snare on two and four. Add hats and ghost notes so it rolls. Don't overthink the pattern today. The point is movement and capture. Now we'll start with the bass, because that's where this technique feels like magic. On your bass track, load an instrument. Waveatable is perfect for modern drum and bass. Pick a basic starting waveatable like Basic Shapes or something gritty if you already know what you like. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low so you don't smear the phase and lose weight. After the instrument, drop a saturator. Set drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. We're not trying to destroy it yet, just give it a backbone. Then add an auto filter after the saturator. Set it to low pass 24. Put the cutoff somewhere in the neighborhood of a couple hundred up to maybe 800 Hz, just a reasonable starting point. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%, enough to speak without whistling. Now we're going to generate randomness using a modulator, and then we'll capture it. If you have Max for Live, load the LFO device. Put it at the end of the chain or anywhere. It doesn't really matter because we're mapping it. Set the LFO shape to sample and hold. That's your stepped random. Set the rate synced, and in drum and bass, 1/16th and 1/8th are your best friends. Start with 1/16th if you want that talking, neuro-ish chatter. Add smoothing, maybe 10 to 30%, because raw sample and hold can click, and in a mix that's going to get harsh fast. Now click map on the LFO and map it to your auto filter frequency. Optionally, map it to waveatable position or FM amount if you want character movement, and maybe map it to saturator drive for a subtle growl shift. If you do map drive, keep the range tight. Think movement, not volume jumps. Before we record anything, do this like a pro. Audition the range. Let the loop play for 20 or 30 seconds, and don't touch the rate yet. Just adjust the LFO depth and the mapping range until every random step sounds acceptable. This is big. If one out of every 5 steps ruins the groove, your range is too wide. Narrow it until it's almost always usable. That way, when you record, you're collecting gold instead of collecting problems you have to fix later. Alright, now we capture. Switch to arrangement view. This is important, because we want automation written into the arrangement lanes where we can edit it like an arrangement tool. At the top, enable automation arm. That's the icon that tells Ableton, yes, actually write automation. Then set up an 8 or 16 bar loop in the arrangement. I recommend 16 bars because drum and bass lives on 16 bar phrasing, but 8 is fine for practice. Now hit arrangement record and let it roll through that full loop. Don't touch anything for the first pass. Just let the random modulation perform. Stop recording. Now press it to show automation lanes. Go find the parameters you mapped. Auto filter frequency, maybe waveatable position, maybe saturator drive. You should see automation written in. That's the result of your random modulation, captured as real automation. At this moment, you've basically printed the chaos. But we're not done, because right now your LFO is still running, which means you've got movement on top of movement. So here's the rule. After you capture, you freeze the randomness. Turn off the LFO device or set its depths to 0. Now play back. If you did it right, the bass still moves, but now it's driven by the recorded automation. That means it's repeatable. It will hit the same way every time, and you can edit it into something intentional. Now we make it D&B tight. First step, make the automation readable. A lot of the time, your lane will be full of tiny points. That's not vibe, that's clutter. Select the automation in that lane and use Simplify Envelope that reduces the density and makes the shape editable. You can do it once, maybe twice, but don't flatten it into a straight line. The goal is to keep the character while removing nonsense. Then do a quick cleanup pass. Delete any obvious mistake spikes. If you see one point that yanks the cutoff so low the base disappears, kill it. If you see a point that creates a harsh click, smooth it. And here's a huge coaching note. Movement is better when it's phrased. Think in 4-bar blocks. Bars 1 to 4, more stable. Establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8, a little more aggressive. Maybe the filter opens slightly more often. Bars 15 to 16, your turnaround. That's where you allow one or two bigger moves so the listener feels the phrase ending. Now add one signature move. 1. Something you can recognize every time the loop comes around. For example, in the last half bar before the drop, open the filter, bump resonance a bit, add a tiny drive increase, then hard clamp it back down on bar 1. That single move can become your track's identity, and it started as random, but now it's designed. Quick warning about clicks and zipper noise. If you're automating harsh parameters like resonance, drive, bit depth, or anything that changes in steps, you might get little ticks. 2 fixes. 1. Increase smoothing in the modulator before you record. 2. After recording, add tiny ramps around abrupt jumps. Even a 10 to 30 millisecond ramp can make it feel intentional instead of broken. Also, sometimes it's cleaner to automate dry slash wet on a distortion rather than the distortion's gnarly internal parameter. Now let's apply the same concept to drums, but subtle. This is where intermediate producers separate themselves. Tiny movement on a drum bus can make a loop feel like it's breathing, without changing the pattern. On your drums bus, a drum bus, drive around 2 to 8. Crunch low, like 0 to 20%. Boom usually low or off for DNB unless you really know what you're doing, because it can fight your sub. Add a saturator after it for gentle glue. Optionally add an auto filter if you want micro tonal drift. Now drop an LFO on the drum bus. Sample and hold again, but slow it down. 1/2 or 1/4 notes. We're not trying to chatter, we're trying to drift. Map the LFO to drum bus crunch, but keep the depth tiny. Think a 2 to 6% range, not 30%. Alternatively, map it to a tiny auto filter frequency movement. Then record 16 bars into arrangement, same exact way. Automation arm on. Record. Let it play. Stop. Turn off the LFO. Now your drum crunch evolves, but it's consistent and editable. If it ever steals punch from the snare, reduce the range or edit the automation around your transients. In DNB, the snare is law. Next, effects and atmos, the jungle energy part. This is where random capture turns into dub engineer hands on the desk vibes. On your FX slash atmos track, load something that has continuous content, noise, vinyl texture, a ride loop, jungle stabs, little sweeps, whatever fits your vibe. On return A, set up a short reverb, decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, a bit of pre-delay like 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass it so it stays light. On return B, set up echo, try 1/8 dotted or 1/4 sync, feedback around 25 to 45%, and filter out the low end under 200 Hz so the delay doesn't turn into mud. Now add an LFO on the FX track and map it to send B, your echo send. Sample and hold, but much slower, 1 bar or 1/2 bar. Add smoothing, like 20 to 40%, because send jumps can sound messy. Record 16 bars into arrangement. Then turn off the LFO. Now edit, add send automation so it behaves like a human would. You don't want constant wash. You want throws at phrase boundaries. End of 2-bar units, before a snare, before a fill, before the drop, and definitely at the end of bar 16. If everything is special, nothing is special. Use automation like performance, not like a screensaver. Now, a powerful alternative capture method, resampling. Sometimes you don't want automation. You want audio you can chop. Create a new audio track called Resample. Sets input to resampling. Arm it. Record while your random modulation is running. Now you have printed audio with movement baked in. From there, slice the best moments into one shots, reverse little tails, make fills, make neuro bass edits. This is especially good when you want to commit and stop tweaking. Let's cover common mistakes so you don't waste time. Number 1. Leaving the modulator on after recording. That causes double modulation, and it will never match what you captured. Record, then disable the modulator. Always. Number 2. Too much depth. If your bass keeps disappearing, your filter range is too wide. If your drums lose punch, your crunch movement is too aggressive. Number 3. Forgetting automation arm. If you don't arm automation, You can record all day and nothing writes. Number 4. Automation lanes so dense you won't edit them. Simplify an envelope and keep it readable. Number 5. Randomizing the wrong stuff, especially pitch on your sub. Don't do that. Keep sub stable. Which brings us to a pro-level habit. Commit in layers. Split your bass into sub and mid. The sub is clean, steady, basically no random modulation except maybe tiny level shaping and sidechain. The mid layer is where all the chaos lives, filters, wave-eatable position, distortion mix, all that. This is how you get insane movement without wrecking your low end. If you want to level up further, try two-stage randomness. Record one slow automation lane that changes the character every bar or two, like distortion mix or filter bass. Then record a faster 1/16th lane that does the talk. After recording, edit the slow lane so it only changes every 4 bars. Now your bass has structure and motion. Another arrangement trick. Snapshot lanes. Duplicate your captured automation and make 2 versions. One conservative for verses or rolling sections, one aggressive for drops. Then copy and paste those blocks through your arrangement. You get variation without constantly re-recording. Now let's wrap with a quick practice assignment you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Make an 8-bar roller with drums and bass. Put auto filter on the bass. Map LFO sample and hold to the cutoff at 1/16th. Smoothing around 20%. Record 8 bars capturing automation. Turn off the LFO. Edit the automation so bars 1 to 4 are smaller movement, bars 5 to 8 are bigger movement, and add one dramatic spike right at bar 8 beat 4, like a little pre-drop gasp. Then resample the bass and slice 2 moments into fills. Your goal is a loop that feels performed but is repeatable. Recap time. Generate movement with random modulation. Sample and hold LFO is the workhorse. Capture the result into arrangement automation with automation arm and record. This audio version is shortened for playback.